All right, so we're diving into Microsoft Dataverse today. Imagine like a really powerful data center. Okay, we're talking serious data storage, serious management capabilities. But before we even think about migrating all of our information over, we need a game plan, right?
Exactly. Dataverse can be really powerful if you approach it strategically. But if you don't, it can quickly become kind of a tangled mess. It's all about setting yourself up for success from day one.
And that's what this whole deep dive is about. We're going to try to give you a shortcut to being a Dataverse pro without all the jargon.
Yeah, we'll break down some of the essential concepts for you, highlight some potential pitfalls, and give you the insights that you need to feel confident working with this platform.
So first things first, data modeling. We've got this blog here, and it compares planning your data model in Dataverse to designing a house. And honestly, it's a perfect analogy. You wouldn't start building a house without a blueprint, right?
Absolutely not. And that's why having that well-defined data model is so crucial in Dataverse. You need a clear understanding of how your data points relate to each other, what the specific requirements of your applications are, and how it's all going to fit together.
Laying that foundation.
Yeah.
You need to know where everything goes, how it connects, how it's going to work together in the end. Otherwise, you're just setting yourself up for a world of hurt down the line.
Now, Dataverse does offer some help with this in the form of standard entities. Think of these as pre-built data structures for common scenarios, like accounts, contacts, leads.
Oh, absolutely. If you're dealing with any of those, definitely leverage Microsoft's built-in entities. It'll save you so much time and effort.
However, there is a catch, and it's a big one. Storage. Data storage in Dataverse is not unlimited. You only get 4 terabytes of storage for your entire organization.
Wait, seriously? I always thought that was per user.
Nope, it's shared. So if you're working with a large organization that generates mountains of data, things can get very interesting very quickly.
Yeah, so I actually saw this go wrong one time, and this was early in my Dataverse days. We had this marketing team, and they were so excited about their latest campaign, tracking every click, every download, you name it. And they hit that 4 TB limit like it was nothing. And suddenly the sales team can't access their customer data. Everyone's freaking out. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, you've got to be strategic with that storage space.
Yeah, absolutely. This blog post that we have from February, it really highlights how important it is to understand those storage limitations up front. You need to be smart about how you use that space, what data is absolutely essential, and potentially even look into alternative solutions for when you need more.
Right. So we've got to be strategic about storage. But what about custom fields? Because everybody loves a good custom field, right?
Custom fields are great. You can really tailor Dataverse to your specific needs, but they are not unlimited. You are capped at 2,500 custom fields per organization.
Wow. Okay, so before you go crazy creating a custom field for every little detail, it's worth asking yourself, can I achieve this with a calculated field instead?
Exactly. Calculated fields are great for maximizing those custom field slots. Essentially, they let you create new fields based on the values of existing fields. So for example, you could have a calculated field called full name that automatically combines the data from your first name and last name fields.
Right. Work smarter, not harder. Now let's shift gears a little bit
and
talk about security and performance. These are absolutely crucial for any data platform, and Dataverse is no exception.
Absolutely. Dataverse has a very robust security system in place that relies on roles. And these roles act as gatekeepers for your data. They determine who has access to what. You can think of them as having different levels of clearance. Some roles might only be able to read certain data, while others can edit, delete, you name it. It's all about making sure the right people have access to the right information, especially when you're dealing with sensitive data.
Right. You don't want the interns accidentally deleting your top secret files.
Exactly.
So we've got to make sure our data is secure. But we also need to make sure the Dataverse can actually keep up with our needs.
Right. So on the performance side, Dataverse offers these dashboards that give you a real-time view of how your system is performing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, these dashboards track things like user activity, storage usage, and any potential performance bottlenecks.
So it's kind of like monitoring the vital signs of your data center.
Exactly. And just like with vital signs, early detection is key.
Makes sense.
These dashboards can help you identify issues before they become major problems. For example, you might notice that query times are increasing, which could indicate that you need to optimize your data model or maybe look into additional resources.
All right. It's all about being proactive. Okay. So we've talked about security. We've talked about performance. We talked about the importance of planning ahead, all crucial aspects. But like any system, Dataverse does have its limitations.
Yeah, that's right.
And this blog post definitely doesn't shy away from pointing those out.
For example, Did you know that in Dataverse, you can only have 2 billion records per entity?
2 billion?
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of records.
It does, doesn't it? But you'd be surprised. Once you start working with organizations that deal with massive data sets, think social media analytics, large-scale e-commerce platforms, that 2 billion record limit, it can sneak up on you.
Yeah, I bet. So have you ever run into situations where those limitations became like a real challenge?
Let's just say it's a good problem to have. Because it means you've got a thriving data ecosystem. But it also means you need to have a plan B.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
And this blog post actually mentions that. It talks about potentially exploring alternative platforms like Azure SQL Database for situations where you need to handle those truly massive data sets.
Right. It's all about choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
You wouldn't use a hammer to drive in a screw.
Exactly.
And that's why I think, you know, having a good grasp of Dataverse's limitations is just as important as understanding its strengths.
I think that's a great point.
It's all about setting those realistic expectations right and making informed decisions about how you build and manage your data environment. You don't want to hit a wall later on because you didn't realize it was even there.
I completely agree. It's all about having the foresight to anticipate potential roadblocks, right? And speaking of roadblocks, I wanted to circle back to something we touched on earlier about data versus storage being pooled across an organization. It really gets interesting when you think about large companies with multiple departments all vying for their share of that data pool.
What's fascinating is that it introduces a whole new layer of complexity to data management. It's no longer just about organizing and securing your own data. It's about navigating the dynamics of a shared resource within an organization.
Right. It's like having different teams sharing a giant pantry. You need to make sure everyone has enough space for their ingredients and that no one's hoarding the snacks.
Exactly. And highlights the crucial role of administrators in this environment. They need to ensure that each department has enough storage to function effectively while also keeping a close eye on the overall health and performance of the Dataverse system. It's a delicate balancing act.
So we're talking about data prioritization, resource allocation, maybe even some interdepartmental negotiations along the way. Who gets what and how much? It sounds like it could get interesting.
It certainly can. And this need for careful resource management underscores the importance of communication and collaboration between departments, particularly regarding data.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, it's not just about one department succeeding. It's about the entire organization working in sync. And that requires a holistic, collaborative approach to how Dataverse is used and managed.
I couldn't agree more.
All right, so to wrap things up, if you're ready to embark on your own Dataverse adventure, remember these key takeaways. Plan your data model carefully, be mindful of those limitations, and never underestimate the importance of security and performance.
And don't be afraid to experiment, explore, and learn as you go. Dataverse is a powerful platform, and with the right approach, you can harness that power effectively.
Exactly. It's all about understanding the tools at your disposal and using them strategically. And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive on Microsoft Dataverse. We hope you found it insightful, helpful, and maybe even a little bit entertaining. Now go forth and conquer those data challenges.
Until next time.
But before you go, here's a little something extra to ponder. This whole discussion got us thinking about data competition within an organization, but what about the bigger picture? What happens when data storage and management become increasingly intertwined with cloud services? How will these limitations impact collaborations between organizations, mergers and acquisitions, even corporate espionage? Food for thought as you build your Dataverse empire.